Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know those mesmerizing streaks we've all seen in our wine glasses?
Yeah, the ones that kind of cascade down the inside of the glass.
Those? We call them wine legs or tears, but are they more than just a pretty sight?
Well, that's what we're diving into today. It's pretty amazing how much physics is happening right there in your glass.
So do legs and tears mean the same thing?
Yeah, they're totally interchangeable.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So why does wine do that? Why do those streaks form?
Think of it like this. Have you ever seen a giant redwood?
Of course.
They draw water up from their roots to the leaves, right? It's called capillary action, and it's the same force that's pulling the wine up the side of your glass.
So it's defying gravity.
Well, for a little bit anyway.
Yeah.
Eventually, gravity wins and pulls the wine back down in those streaks.
Makes sense. And I've always noticed that stronger wines, like port, have those really thick, slow-moving legs. What's up with that?
That's the alcohol talking. The higher the alcohol content, the lower the wine's surface tension. So it flows more easily and you get those dramatic tears.
So it's not just that those wines are thicker.
Well, thickness does play a role too. It's called viscosity, and that's where sugar comes in.
Ah.
More sugar means higher viscosity. So the tears flow more slowly, like honey dripping down a glass.
But wait, there's more red. What about this Marangoni effect I keep hearing about?
You're on the right track. It sounds complicated, but it's actually pretty cool. Remember how alcohol lowers surface tension?
Yes.
Well, as the alcohol evaporates from that thin film of wine on the glass, it creates something called a surface tension gradient.
A what?
Imagine an invisible conveyor belt driven by the differences in surface tension between the wine on the glass and the wine in your glass.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
The area higher up on the glass has less alcohol, so higher surface tension, and that difference pulls the wine upwards, adding to those tear formations.
Wow. So it's a combination of all these things working together, capillary action, gravity, alcohol content, sugar content, and now the Marangoni effect.
But a lot of people think wine legs mean the wine is high quality. Is that true?
Not necessarily. It's a common misconception. So it's like judging a book by its cover.
Exactly. A wine with prominent legs could just be high in alcohol, not necessarily good. You gotta taste it to know for sure.
So those legs don't necessarily tell us about quality, but what can they tell us? I mean, we've talked about alcohol and sugar. What else is going on?
Oh, there's a whole supporting cast of characters in wine that impact those tears. One of the more interesting ones is glycerol.
Glycerol, like in soap.
Exactly. Glycerol attracts and holds moisture, which is why it's in so many soaps and lotions. But it's also a natural byproduct of fermentation.
Oh, interesting.
And it contributes to a wine's viscosity. So a wine with higher glycerol might have thicker, slower tears, even if the sugar content isn't super high.
So it's not just sugars, it's other compounds like glycerol that can affect the wine's texture.
You got it. It's like a recipe with all these ingredients coming together to create the final flavor profile. And speaking of ingredients, we can't forget about acids.
Acids. Wouldn't those make the wine thinner?
Good question. A lot of people think that, but it's actually not the case. While high acidity might make the tears flow a little faster, their overall effect is pretty subtle compared to alcohol and sugar.
Okay, so to recap, we've got alcohol, sugar, glycerol, and acids, all playing a role in those wine tears. But what does it all mean? What are we actually seeing in the glass?
Think of those tears as visual clues, little hints about the wine's personality, thick, slow-moving tears. That might suggest a richer, fuller-bodied wine, maybe higher in alcohol or sugar, or maybe it has a higher glycerol content.
And thinner, faster tears.
That could point to a lighter-bodied wine, lower in alcohol, or maybe a drier style.
So it's a sneak peek into the wine's sweetness, richness or body, but just a clue, not a guarantee.
Exactly. Like we said before, there's so many factors that contribute to a wine's character. It's not as simple as just looking at the tears.
That makes sense. So what about age? Can we tell how old a wine is based on its legs? I've heard older wines have fewer tears.
That's a tricky one. Aging wine is a complex process with lots of chemical changes, and those changes don't always impact the tears in a predictable way.
So no fountain of youth in those wine tears.
Afraid not. You might see fewer tears in some older wines because of changes in their makeup, but it's not a reliable indicator of age.
Okay, good to know. This is also fascinating, though. I'm starting to see those wine legs in a whole new light.
Me too. It's incredible how much science is packed into something so seemingly simple, and there's even more to discover. Did you know the environment can actually affect how those tears form?
Really? You mean like the temperature of the room?
Yep. Even things like the temperature and humidity can have a noticeable impact on what you see in your glass. For instance, warmer temperatures can speed up alcohol evaporation, which leads to more pronounced tears.
So a chilled white wine on a hot day might have different tears than the same wine on a cold night.
Precisely. And humidity plays a role too. Higher humidity means slower alcohol evaporation, which can actually result in less pronounced tears.
Wow. So if I see fewer tears on a humid day, it doesn't necessarily mean the wine is different, just that the environment is playing a part.
Exactly. It's all connected. Temperature, humidity, they all factor in.
This is incredible. It's like the wine is reacting to the atmosphere around it.
It really is. It's a constant interplay of factors, and it all adds to the complexity of wine.
It really does. It's amazing how even the weather can affect something as simple as wine tears.
It just goes to show that even in the most ordinary things, there's a fascinating world of science waiting to be discovered.
We've definitely uncovered a lot today, from the physics of wine tears to the role of the environment. It's been an eye-opening journey into the glass.
Absolutely. We've explored a lot, and I think we've just about reached the bottom of our deep dive for today. But before we wrap up, I'd love to leave our listeners with some key takeaways.
Okay, let's distill all this knowledge into some essential insights for our listeners to remember the next time they enjoy a glass of wine. What are the big takeaways here? So let's recap. What have we learned about these mysterious wine tears?
Well, first off, they're a beautiful example of physics at work, right there in your glass, capillary action, gravity, surface tension, evaporation. It's amazing.
A whole science fair.
Yeah. And while those tears are fun to look at, they can also give us some hints about the wine itself, alcohol content, sweetness, body, even the potential for complexity. But remember, they're not a guarantee of quality.
Right. It's not all about appearances.
Exactly. You can't judge a wine by its tears alone, just like you can't judge a book by its cover. The real magic happens when you actually taste it.
So are wine legs worth paying attention to, or are they just a distraction?
I think they're definitely worth noticing. They remind us that there's more to wine than meets the eye. You know, observe them, appreciate them, and think about what they might be telling you. But in the end, your own taste buds are the ultimate judge.
I like that. So the next time we're swirling our glasses and watching those tears fall, we'll remember that they're a little reminder of just how complex and fascinating wine really is.
Absolutely. Every sip is a journey, a blend of science, art, and pure enjoyment.
Cheers to that, to the wonderful world of wine.
Cheers.
And that concludes our deep dive into the captivating world of wine legs and tears. We hope you enjoyed it. Remember, there's always something new to discover in every glass. Until next time, keep swirling, keep sipping, and keep those taste buds happy.